Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadu, and I'll start, of course, as I always do, with my tuning in chant. Om Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom. It's within me, permeating my very, very soul, my very every cell, every ounce, every whatever piece of space in my being. And you all have it too. You all have that. So it has been a pretty intense week, couple weeks. Last week I talked about my dear friend and mentor, Michael J. Lincoln, also known as Narayan Singh Khalsa. And I talked about possibly him passing over. And so then late Friday night or very early Saturday morning last weekend, he did pass to the next dimension. And so, although I'm very sad, but I'm also really happy. And I'm just getting such a lovely confirmation of him being free. And in fact, yesterday I got some lovely messages from him. I don't talk about it much, but it is one of my gifts to be able to talk to people who have passed over. And so kind of segueing into that, I decided to draw a Voyager card this morning, and this is one of Michael's favorite things to do, is he loved the Voyager, and he even got to meet James Wanless at one point. And anyway, so Michael and I talked a lot about the Voyager. So anyway, to kind of also then lead into the card I pulled, which was quite interesting, I had offered, Michael leaves behind a little bit of debt from some medical stuff. And so the woman who does all his books and sells his books and works very hard on all his fabulous books he's written started a GoFundMe account. And so I had posted that out again yesterday saying that if anyone made a donation, no matter how small or big, I would be happy to give a message from Michael to them. But then this morning, I was having doubting myself. And so listen to the card I got. And I'm thinking this is directly from Michael, because at one point or several times he said to me that if I wanted to do the work of being a medium and talking to souls passed over, if I wanted to focus on that or do that as part of what I do, I could totally do that. And I never was quite sure if that's what I wanted to do, but I think I'm being led down that path. So anyway, listen to this one. So I got Woman of Wands, Censor. As a censor, you possess psychic powers which you receive through your wands of perception, your antennae. Through the wand of the auric body, you pick up vibrations that give you mediumship and extraordinary sensory perception. Through the wand of the physical body, you are endowed with clairvoyance, seeing the truth, clairaudience, hearing the truth, and clairsentience, feeling the truth. And through the complex wand of the internal nervous system, you assimilate great quantities of information quickly. Your qualities of PSI and intuition allow you to see through many masks and time frames. You can see the obscure and hidden, the good and the bad. Far from tempering your razor-sharp perception, you offer your observations honestly. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little choked up here, because this is so clearly a message from Michael, my beloved Michael, to me directly. And I usually pull a card, and I know it's always partly for me, but kind of ask for the world or what's the message, you know, help segue. And So Archangel Michael is saying, yes, this is absolutely a message to me directly. That, and part of the message I'd gotten before Michael passed was that we always thought he'd go on and launch and become a world-renowned figure, and I think he did too. But his poor physical body, there was just so much going on. So he said, basically what came to me from the angels before he passed was that his launching was really our launching. In other words, myself as one of his students, other people as his students, as we launch ourselves, that's his launching, that's his legacy. And so this message to me is so beautifully clear that I am not to ignore my gifts. I am to launch myself, that it's time. And not everybody's going to get it, and that's okay. But to not doubt myself and to just keep moving forward and know, you know, it's that 1 second at a time. I'll know what I'm supposed to do. So if anyone's out there listening, I do have this gift of mediumship. And I think it sounds like I'm meant to share that. The Voyager card also was very, I love what it said about, basically, I just get stuff. I know things. My very beloved husband and I have had some discussions about email, for instance, and he's always telling me, you can't hear tone in email. But what he doesn't quite understand about me is that I can feel the energy and the intent in the email. And I even asked Michael about this one time, and he said, well, of course you can. So, you know what? This message to me about it's time to acknowledge my gifts, to use my gifts, to be who I am and who I've been meant to be and who I've been working towards being, you know, kind of this coming out. This is for all of us. We all have so many amazing skills and gifts and things to share with the world. You know, whatever you feel called to do, embrace that. Find out what gives you joy. What is it that brings you joy in your life? Maybe you're doing some kind of job that you just have to do to keep, you know, keep going, keep the bills paid and that kind of thing. Figure out how to make it joyful for you until you hear what your next step is. Anyway, honor yourself and love yourself. So the other thing I wanted to share is I went into meditation the morning that I found out that Michael passed to another dimension. And so it was really interesting. It was partly kind of my own meditation that I've been doing every morning. And it's a little bit about, you know, what's kind of my mantra for the day and what's going to keep me going and stuff. And so the angels have often told me and have had me tell others to look in the mirror and say, I'm fucking awesome. And they love it if you yell it, you know, like I believe it, you know, and they say we all are. And so I was sitting there meditating and I got that my mantra for the day was, I am fucking awesome. And then I heard Aung San Vaheguru, which is another mantra, prayer, whatever, chant, you know, in my sound healing. But I hadn't thought of that particular chant. I can't remember the last time, years maybe. And so I was like, oh, wow, okay, cool. So I went and I thought, well, okay, I want to look that up to make sure I really know what that means. So this is what I found, which I just thought was so profound. The dynamic, loving energy of the infinite source of all is dancing within my every cell and is present in my every limb. My individual consciousness merges with the universal consciousness. And so I got, obviously, for myself, but I got so clear that, oh, my God, that's for Michael moving into this whatever next dimension. That's for him. My individual consciousness merges with the universal consciousness. The message I got yesterday, I got a message for kind of a group. There's several women who have been taking care of him and stuff, and so it was personal to them. But the kind of overall general message is that he is free. He is feeling so joyful and so happy. He's with Archangel Michael. And he talked about dancing and skipping and having so much fun and being silly. And he said, I know it's hard for you to imagine in that old human Michael form dancing and skipping. But he says he's kind of the new and improved version now. And he's unencumbered now by all the physical, his illnesses, the physical challenges. He just had a hard time in this human world. He always was dropping things and it was really hard. It was just challenging for him. And he's so brilliant and so amazing. And I really, really miss talking to him on the phone. I just keep wanting to pick up the phone and call him so I can process all this stuff with him. But anyway, we're in a different mode now, and I can talk to him, and but it's just a little different, you know. So thank you, Michael, for sending that beautiful Voyager card to me. Archangel Michael showing the thumbs up there. And just lovely. So, you know, really, one of the other messages I had gotten around people passing into other dimension, I just got so clear that really it's in some ways it's almost like them stepping into another room or going to a new town or something. They're not in that physical body anymore, but we're still able to communicate. And that as we move more into New Earth, we'll be able, more and more people will be able to flow that, you know, enter that back and forth, being able to talk and communicate. And then it won't be as though somebody's dead and gone and that's it, final. That's not death. That's not what death is about. This has been, also there's, I'm being called to also share, my husband's parents are 96 and 97 and going through some challenges now. They're actually extraordinarily sharp for their age. It's interesting. They're dealing with stuff of, you know, physical health issues, trying to figure out where they're going to live and everything, because they've been living on their own. They totally did not expect to live that long, and so they didn't exactly plan, you know, like to get long-term care kind of things. And so, anyway, this has just been coming up a lot in my life, I guess I could say, and I'm sure many of the people in my age, I'm 59, at least number-wise, I'm 59, and having, you know, elderly parents and that kind of thing. So, you know, hold that in your heart, too, that you'll be able to communicate with those that have passed. So anyway, I have a little over a minute left here, and the angels are saying do a chant. So, okay, they're telling me to do the chant for neutral mind. And I like to see it as also kind of non-attachment, because, you know, we can see, you can be master of the positive mind and see everything's happy, happy, you know, kind of that little bit of that Pollyanna-ish. Then, you know, we can be the master of the negative mind. Everything's a downer. Everything's a bummer. Everything's horrible. So this chant helps bring you kind of to that in-between place of neutral mind where, yeah, you could see the possibilities. You could see the possibilities all over the place, you know, but you're really kind of non-attached to the outcome. In other words, we just follow, we follow that little trail second by second, and we're open to the possibilities. So anyway, here it is. Asankanav, Asankatav, Agamagam, Asankalo, Asanka Kehe Sidabada Hoy, Akari Nam, Akari Salah, Akari Gyana Gita Gunaga, Akari Lakinabol, Lanaban, Akara Sidasan Jogavikan, Jine Lakita Sidanai, Jifurmai, Tiftipai, Jita Kita Teta Now, Viranave Nahiko Tau, Kurata Kavan Kaha Vichar, Varina Java Ekavar, Jo tu dabhave sai balikar tu sada salamata nirankar. So, my dear Michael Narayan Singh, I just keep hearing him laugh, which is so lovely because we spent a lot of time giggling on the phone. So, anyway, I love you. I love all of you out there. I love you, my dear Michael. Many blessings to you all, and thanks for joining me. Have a blessed, blessed day.